Hey guys, will you be set to go to summer school and the thought of it alone overwhelms you? Like you don't even know where to start? Well, if so, this episode is just for you. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome to the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast, sponsored by Dissertation Doctors. I'm your host, Dr. Vetter. Voice is just a little bit raspy. It's only, I think it's 3:42 in the morning. So hey guys, we're talking about summer school. Dun, dun, dun. I know the thought alone. So today's episode is really short and quick, but I got three tips for you. You guys know I love working in threes. I love threes. It's just really simple and easy. So I've gotten a few questions about summer school, especially those of you who are so brave. You're actually starting your program in summer? OMG, you're crazy. But like I said, I've got something for you. So as you guys know, summer school is insanely quick. Now, if I remember correctly, I think you guys will be getting, especially those of you who are in face-to-face programs, you normally get assignments every single day. Now, online programs, you guys already have your work set out and you pretty much monitor when you want to do your assignment. But I know my program was face-to-face and I know we had work that was due every single day. So here's today's topic, how to enjoy your summer while you're in summer school. Okay, this is what we're going to focus on really quickly. So number one, the main thing is honestly for this to happen, Plan. Now, this is what I really want you guys to focus on, especially those of you, which I believe it's all of you, some people that listen to this podcast, you're not in education, whatever. I really want you all to enjoy the summer. And I'll tell you why it's extremely important that you enjoy this summer. Keep in mind, this is the first summer since COVID that we actually get to roam around. We get to roam around. All right, just be careful where you roam. Right now, don't roam over to the Bahamas. There's something really weird happening over there, so don't go over there. But we get to actually go places. So I don't want you to miss out on that. I don't want you to be so cramped up in the house focusing on your homework that you don't enjoy your summer. So I want you to enjoy your summer. But in order for you to do that, you have to, number one, plan. You have to plan. It does not accidentally happen. So you have to plan out your assignments. As soon as you get that syllabus that you're going to have for the summer, go ahead and schedule out when you're going to do those assignments. Now, that is the cool thing about, you know, having somebody like Dissertation Doctors or even someone else. You can really map out those, you know, days you're going to do that, which leads me to number two. Instead of working every single day on your summer school projects, I want you to take large bites a few days a week, not every single day, because this is how you get burned out. Now, new students, I know you're excited. You got accepted into the program, but this is also how you avoid burning out. And this is how you stay excited about the program. So I'm going to say that again, take large bites a few days a week, not every day. What that means is I want you to chunk your assignments. All right. I want you to chunk your assignments. Don't try to do it all in, don't try to work on it every single day because you will get tired of it. You really, really will. I don't want you to burn yourself out on it. All right. But again, it goes back to planning. Okay. And then the last thing is just, if you don't do anything else, here's what I will say. Especially those of you who know you work year round, which primarily would be a lot of you that are in leadership, get support during the summer, like hire support. It doesn't have to be dissertation doctors. It could be someone else. But I would say this is definitely when I would spend the money on help during the summer. I would absolutely do that in order to have my summer. Oh, in a heartbeat, I would. It would totally be worth it. Because if I know I have the family I have to deal with, I have healthy dog, I have work to deal with, and I have a program to deal with, and I want to enjoy my summer, do not leave play off your list. If I want to enjoy my summer, that's what I'm calling play. Oh yeah, I need someone to help me map all of that. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't want to just survive. You actually want to thrive. All right. This is how you get it done. This is it. This is it. Like during the summer. And then guess what? You'll blink and it's over. Some of you, it'll be summer one and summer two. And this is why I'm saying that. Like literally, it goes so fast, guys. So you know what I say. You decided to do it, so you want to do it well, but you really want to do it strategic, okay? Now, think about that. So you want to do it well, but you want to do it strategically, all right? Guys, I am telling you, do not forfeit your summer this year. See you on the next episode.